Ahoy, great pilgrims of the Book of Daniel. It's Pastor Bob on your election day. Doesn't quite feel like my election day anymore, does it? Feels like it's somebody else's election day and I've got to work for them. I wonder about democracy when I think about things like that, but put that aside for now. We've got more serious business to attend to. We've got episode 15 of our dynamic duo daily series in the Book of Daniel, episode 15. And we have been meditating for a little bit, preparing ourselves spiritually for this reading. Boy, I hope you did that yesterday, because that episode yesterday, that episode 14, chapter 9, Daniel's prayer for his people. That particular episode, you may want to go back and listen, is a great exposition of where we are at that time with the purpose of the Old Testament. Who is God? Who are we? And what's the relationship between the two? Daniel lays it all out for that time and tells us that indeed God has been revealing himself through Daniel, his true nature, and who the people are, and what the relationship should be. But as you'll notice, you might have noticed it yesterday, but if you read it, listen to it again, as you noticed, we're not quite to the full revelation that is given to us in Jesus Christ. There's still furious anger and sinfulness and things that God will do to us because of our sin that doesn't seem to be true to the revelation of Jesus Christ. But as I've said, it's a process. It's a revelation. And you can tell from that episode yesterday that we are moving towards the real thing, Jesus the Christ, the full revelation of God in full human form. Woo! Could talk about that for a while. Well, let's get on to it. We are ready here. We've got the chant of the mystics in the background, our faithful monks. We've got the dual candles going and a new one. That's right. We now have the sandalwood myrrh candle replacing the black sand beach that emptied its wick yesterday. And we've got the cinnamon cider. And today, just for election day, we've got the ginger and peach herbal tea. You know, it's one of those Bigelow benefits for a calm stomach every day. That might be good for today. The ginger and peach herbal tea. All right, let's get to it. Episode 15 is a bit of a longer one, not unlike yesterday. We have the end of chapter 9 and the episode and the section called Gabriel's message. Gabriel's message about the exile, and we move into chapter 10 and Daniel's vision of a messenger. So we'll get all the way through that today, and indeed we are coming down the home stretch. I think we should be done on Friday, if you're thinking of where we are along the path. Looks like Friday will be our last episode and the last chapter of Daniel, but we're not there yet. Let us open the ears of our hearts. Hear the words of truth from the Holy Bible, the Book of Daniel. This is chapter 9, verses 20 all the way through 27. Daniel says, I went on praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people, pleading with the Lord my God for Jerusalem, his holy mountain. As I was praying, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the earlier vision, came swiftly to me at the time of the evening sacrifice. He explained to me, Daniel, I have come here to give you insight and understanding. The moment you began praying, a command was given. I am here to tell you what it was. For God loves you, very much. Now, listen, so you can understand the meaning of your vision. A period of 70 sets of seven has been declared for your people and your holy city to put down rebellion, to bring an end to sin, to atone for guilt, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to confirm the prophetic vision, and to anoint the most holy place. Now listen and understand. Seven sets of seven plus 62 sets of seven will pass from the time the command is given to rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One comes. Jerusalem will be rebuilt with streets and strong defenses, despite the perilous times. After this period of 62 sets of seven, the Anointed One will be killed, appearing to have accomplished nothing. And a ruler will arise whose armies will destroy the city and the temple. The end will come with a flood and war, and its miseries are decreed from that time to the very end. He will make a treaty with the people for a period of one set of seven. But after half this time, he will put an end to the sacrifices and offerings. Then, as a climax to all his terrible deeds, he will set up a sacrilegious object that causes desecration until the end that has been decreed is poured out on this defiler. And as you can see, the first part of our episode 15, Gabriel's message about the exile, an attempt to explain the way ahead, seems to be trying to teach us how we get to this Jesus, this Son of Man, this everlasting righteousness, this most holy place, this Anointed One coming. And now the second half of episode 15, Daniel's vision of a messenger. And here we go from chapter 10, from verse 1 to the end, verse 21. In the third year of the reign of King Cyrus of Persia, Daniel, also known as Belteshazzar, had another vision. It concerned events certain to happen in the future, times of war and great hardship. And Daniel understood what the vision meant. When this vision came to me, I, Daniel, had been in mourning for 3 weeks. All that time, I had eaten no rich food or meat, had drunk no wine, and had used no fragrant oils. On April 23rd, that's right, April 23rd, as I was standing beside the great Tigris River, I looked up and saw a man dressed in linen clothing with a belt of pure gold around his waist. His body looked like a dazzling gem. From his face came flashes like lightning, and his eyes were like flaming torches. His arms and feet shone like polished bronze, and his voice was like the roaring of a vast multitude of people. I, Daniel, am the only one who saw this vision. The men with me saw nothing, but they were suddenly terrified and ran away to hide. So I was left there all alone to watch this amazing vision. My strength left me. My face grew deathly pale, and I felt very weak. When I heard him speak, I fainted and lay there with my face to the ground. Just then, a hand touched me and lifted me. Still trembling to my hands and knees. And the man said to me, "Oh, Daniel, greatly loved of God, listen carefully to what I have to say to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you." When he said this to me, I stood up, still trembling with fear. Then he said, "Don't be afraid, Daniel, since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now I am here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns a time yet to come." While he was speaking to me, I looked down at the ground, unable to say a word. Then the one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I opened my mouth and began to speak. I said to the one standing in front of me, "I am terrified by the vision I have seen, my Lord, and I am very weak. How can someone like me, your servant, talk to you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe." Then the one who looked like a man touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. "Don't be afraid," he said, "for you are deeply loved by God. Be at peace. Take heart. Be strong." As he spoke these words, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, "Now you may speak, my Lord, for you have strengthened me." He replied, "Do you know why I have come? Soon I must return to fight against the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia, and then against the spirit prince of the kingdom of Greece. But before I do that, I will tell you what is written in the book of truth. There is no one to help me against these spirit princes except Michael, your spirit prince. I have been standing beside Michael as his support and defense since the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede." That concludes episode 15. What an amazing and abundant episode we have from the book of Daniel today. And it does kind of leave us hanging for tomorrow, episode 16. Kings of the South and North. And why not today, let's end it with a prayer on this particular day. And I'm going to begin with some breaking news. The results of the election have been validated and verified. These are the first official results being announced right at this very moment. And here's what I can tell you is truth. The results tell us that God remains to be and always will be the ruler of heaven and earth. No one will ever replace God. And Jesus, God's Son, will always be our one true King. In victory today, Jesus the Christ. So in this place, we have become weary. In addition to our ordinary burdens, our fears, our worries of the day, we are in the midst of a global pandemic that is affecting our daily life in significant ways. The future is uncertain, and we feel boxed in this new, constrained way of life. We have been fed up with politics and anticipate that the political season will end and somehow we'll enter into a new day that teaches your way and not the ways of the world. So let this be our prayer, a prayer to you beyond our weary selves. You, God, Lord and Sovereign, you, God, Lover and Partner, you are God of all our possibilities. You preside over all our comings and goings, all our wealth and all our poverty, all our sickness and all our health, all of our despair and all of our hope, all of our living, and yes, all our dying. And we are so grateful. You are God of all of our impossibilities. You have presided over the emancipations and healings of our mothers and fathers. You have presided over the wondrous transformations in our own lives. And you have and will preside over those parts of our lives that we imagine to be closed. And we are so grateful. So we pray, be your true self, O God, enacting the things impossible for us, that we might yet be whole among the blind who see and the dead who are raised, that we may yet witness your will for peace, your vision for justice, your vetoing of all of our killing fields. In the midst of this very day, we place our lives, O God, into your strong hands. Before the end of this day, we pray, do newness among us in the very places where we are tired in fear, we are exhausted in guilt, and we are spent in anxiety. Make all things new, we pray, in the new making name of Jesus. Amen. I hope your day is blessed with many visions and encounters with the Spirit of the living God, whatever may be going on out in the world in our culture today. Let us keep our sight on the one true God and follow the one and only Messiah, the Anointed One, his one true Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we walk through this very day. Amen.